From the WLRN Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan. The Florida House has approved a bill that would prevent local governments from enacting their own living wage ordinance. This applies to specifically vendors that contract with local government. The Senate is now ready to take up its version of the bill, which is less sweeping. We're speaking with Rich Templin, lobbyist for the AFL-CIO. He is the legislative and political director of the group. Rich, would you explain what this bill would change in South Florida?
House Bill 655 basically preempts any decision that local governments can make when it comes to wages and or benefits for employees. The problem is that this bill, the way that it's written, it could apply to domestic partner benefits, project labor agreements, which are agreements that are made on large-scale publicly funded construction projects. We don't know the answers to a lot of those questions, but neither do the supporters of this legislation. There's a lot of unanswered questions and a lot of unintended consequences in the future.
Orlando Republican Representative Stephen Precourt is the sponsor of the House bill. He told a House committee, these ordinances have actually harmed the state's ability to grow jobs because companies have all these different rules, county by county, that they have to deal with.
Some counties, in particular the big three down on the southeast coast, Miami-Dade, Palm Beach, Broward, have become so large and they're contracting such a big part of their economies that they're really distorting the economy, and there's a need for uniformity in what they're doing as well as what the rest of the state might do.
Why do you think supporters want one standard living wage rule that's governed by the state?
Well, because the state will have no living wage rules. The state will have no formula that allows public sector employers or contractors, i.e. local governments, to be able to adjust wages to account for cost of living to keep people out of poverty. In terms of preempting living wage ordinances for private businesses dealing with their own private employees, that is already preempted. That was preempted years ago in the legislature. This bill goes directly at local governments and their ability to set standards that they want their contractors to follow in order to get a contract with their government.
Would you explain why it's better for each county to have its own wage ordinance instead of one statewide law?
Because the cost of living in counties varies greatly. In some places in the state, it is vital for local governments to be able to, you know, do a formulaic analysis of what do we need to pay people to make sure that they're off of public assistance, that they're actually part of growing our economy as opposed to draining from the economy. And it also just goes to the idea of home rule. They're telling local governments what they can do with the tax dollars that they have been empowered by their citizens to spend.
Would this proposed bill attract more businesses to the state by making the wages uniform statewide? And really, wouldn't the idea that businesses could pay employees less be more attractive to business?
Short answer, no. This is not the private sector that we're talking about, number one. Number two, in order to grow an economy and create a vibrant economy, you have got to have purchasing power in that community. You have got to have people with enough money to pay the bills, put gas in the car, put food on the table, and have a little extra to spend at local cash registers.
Rich Templin with the AFL-CIO, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
From the WLRN Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan.